is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A Catholic doctor and a Buddhist student have filed a federal lawsuit against the University of Colorado's Anschutz School of Medicine, objecting to the requirement that faculty, staff, and students take the COVID vaccine. The lawsuit claims the pair, who are anonymous, don't want to be vaccinated for religious reasons. The doctor claims she will be fired for not taking the shot, and the student says he's been forced out of his program at the school. The State Labor Department proposes increasing the minimum wage. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports.
The proposed 24-cent increase would bring the minimum hourly rate up to $12.56. That proposal is open to public comment until November and would take effect next year. Some cities, like Denver, already have a higher minimum wage. Inflation-based adjustments to the minimum wage are required each year by Colorado's Constitution. Colorado's minimum wage has risen by about $5 over the last decade. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Drought is continuing to worsen across most of Colorado. Abnormally dry and moderate drought conditions have expanded across the eastern plains. Moffat County is experiencing the most severe drought levels, but extremely dry conditions are settling in over the western slope and the southwesternmost corner of the state. 50s along the Front Range currently. It is in the 60s for Vail and Grand Junction tonight. Partly cloudy for the Front Range, and there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms for the western slope and in the mountains. This is CPR News.